Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen to or download this or any one of my shows directly from my website, BruceAllen.com. Just go to the radio show pad tab, scroll on down, and you will find each show labeled, and each segment is there for the taking. Listening or the taking, meaning you could download it, commercial free. We have had another excellent show. We just spoke with Zoe Brown, who founded a website, a nonprofit called Victims Get Vocal, 19-year-old girl who was the victim of sexual abuse when she was 11, 12, 13, and 14 years old. And the journey she went on that led her to start this nonprofit called Victims Get Vocal. We talked about the novel of having kids with both Wayne Levine and Pastor Drew Sams, and the journey we take as parents. Pastor Drew is a brand new parent, and so he has just celebrated his first Father's Day. Wayne is a parent who is about 4 or 5 years ahead of the game with me, with both kids, one out of college, one about to finish. And a totally empty nest that he's been dealing with for a little while. And he had his usual words of wisdom, always with a little bit of a snarky attitude towards me, but that's what makes for good radio, I guess. If we were all just loving each other, nobody would listen. I hope you will like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And, of course, sign up for my newsletter at the homepage at BruceAllen.com. The new comic strip, Because I Said So, this week is called Graduation, and it was inspired by all the graduations going on nationally this week and last week and next week. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Brave Princess, and it's in honor of the release of the movie Brave. Also this week, I got the privilege of going to a pre-screening, and you will get to see what took place before the movie started. You will not get to see the movie because you will have to pay to go see the movie. Dad Chat is every Thursday night. And tonight, for those listening live, you get to ask renowned pediatrician Dr. David Hill any medical question you'd like. Maybe there's something you are kind of embarrassed to ask your own pediatrician. And you can do it sort of in the anonymity of Twitter, which is a good and a bad thing sometimes. In this case, I think it's a good thing. Next week's topic will be based on the column that I am finishing up writing right now, which is called Graduating Into Life, because I tend to write about things that I'm experiencing, things that I'm living, because I think of myself as a layman expert, not some high and mighty expert talking from the lofty perch of the ivory tower. I talk from life experiences, and in many cases, I make mistakes, and I share with you what I've learned from those mistakes so that hopefully you won't make them. In this case, I'm just reflecting on the fact that I have my firstborn graduating from high school and going to college, and it really, to me, is symbolic of a lot more than graduating and going to college. It's symbolic of graduating into the full independence of life. And I am taking the metaphor of graduation and using it in the same way I did the metaphor of a novel for graduation on this week's episode of our show and this week's column. So that is the topic for next week. I want to remind any and all listeners that my show is available for sponsorship. And in fact, if you want to participate in the 3,000-mile road trip that I will be doing as a sponsor, please get in touch with me at bruce@brucesallen.com. I need to thank my team, because I always want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who is right at this moment coughing off to the side. But fortunately, he covered up his mouth, so I won't get sick. He is also my engineer and producer. And second, I want to thank my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is the station manager at my home radio station of KZSB AM 1290. I get the pleasure and joy of every week sitting down in his office before my show begins for 15 minutes talking about life, talking about things we might do, and helping each other out with the things that we are doing. And it's fun to have that kind of friendship and that kind of business relationship. And I feel very blessed to have it with both my producer, engineer, and my boss, Les Carroll. We are out of time, aren't we? So I want to thank you very much for joining this show. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.